Pope John Paul leaves Rome this weekend for a long-planned trip to the Central Asian nation of Kazakhstan, where more than 2,000 troops and police are being mobilized for security. The Vatican is minimizing concerns that the Pope is at increased risk following last week's terrorist attacks in the United States. Also included in this papal trip is a visit to Armenia, which celebrates 1,700 years as a Christian nation. NPR's Silvio Poggioli reports from Rome.
The countries on the Pope's itinerary are both territories of Christian martyrdom, but they show two very different aspects of Christianity in Central Asia. In Armenia, the oldest Christian nation in the world, the Pope will visit a people who have survived centuries of oppressive rule by pagan invaders, Ottoman Turks, and the Soviet Union. In the Armenian capital Yerevan, John Paul will visit the memorial that honors the memory of an estimated 1.5 million Armenian Christians massacred by the Turks in the early 20th century. But observers will be more closely following the papal visit to Kazakhstan. Kazakhstan borders with Uzbekistan, Kyrgyzstan, and Tajikistan, all countries that in recent years have undergone sporadic incursions by Islamic radicals believed to be trained in nearby Afghanistan. But the ailing 82-year-old pontiff insists on making the trip. Vatican spokesman Joaquin Navarro-Val said this week there was no debate on whether the Pope should go. The decision was left to John Paul. In the past, the Vatican didn't hesitate to cancel papal trips to Northern Ireland in 1981 and to Sarajevo in 1994 because security couldn't be ensured. During a visit to the Philippines in 1995, a plot to kill the pontiff was reportedly foiled. The alleged would-be assassin was Ramzi Youssef, the convicted mastermind of the 1993 bombing of the New York World Trade Center. Kazakhstan has a population of 15 million. 8 million are Muslims, 6 million Russian Orthodox, and just 360,000 Roman Catholics, mainly Poles, Ukrainians, and Germans. There's a patchwork of 100 different ethnic and cultural groups thanks to Stalin's policy of deportations in the 1930s and 40s. More than 2 million people were sent as forced labor to Kazakhstan. Another 2 million people were sent to gulags located in Kazakhstan's inhospitable steppes, where hundreds of thousands of people died, including many priests and nuns. John Paul will pay tribute to them at the monument to the victims of the totalitarian regime. His visit will also highlight the survival of a small Catholic community that has endured the hardships of exile and persecution, and that is now re-emerging a decade after Kazakhstan gained independence from the Soviet Union. Catholic relations with Kazakhstan's two bigger religions, Islam and Russian Orthodox, are good, but there are growing pressures from outside. Orthodox influence from Moscow to the north and Islamic Muslim fundamentalism from Afghanistan to the south. Kazakhstan's Grand Mufti, Absatar Dirbasalyev, has called on Muslims to welcome the Pope with respect, and some Catholic officials say it's likely there will be more Muslims than Catholics at the main outdoor mass on Sunday. This will give the Pope the opportunity to reiterate his call for interfaith dialogue. And against the backdrop of mounting tensions between the West and the Islamic world, political as well as religious observers will closely monitor the manner in which the pontiff will be received. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.